President Bush wants to bombard Cuba with TV and radio broadcasts, tighten limits on travel and remittances, and increase support to Cuban dissidents. Those measures are part of a new campaign by the administration to drive Fidel Castro from power. Some Cuban Americans welcome these steps, but others say that trying to isolate Cuba has never worked. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
President George Bush signed off on the measures today, saying the U.S. would not wait for freedom to arrive in Cuba, but would work actively for change.
It is a strategy that encourages a clear voice of the truth being spoken to the Cuban people through radio and TV Martí. It is a strategy that will prevent the regime from exploiting hard currency of tourists and of remittances to Cubans to prop up their repressive regime.
The most aggressive new measure would send C-130 transport planes into international airspace near Cuba to blast anti-Castro TV and radio to break through Cuba's long successful jamming of such signals. Joe Garcia heads the Cuban American National Foundation in Miami, the largest anti-Castro group in the U.S. He says it's about time such programming reached Cuban ears.
Got a TV station that we spent over $100 million and no one's ever seen it.
The administration wants to set aside $39 million to support dissidents and family members of jailed activists on the island. But many dissidents say they don't want direct U.S. support. Elizardo Sanchez, who heads the Cuban Commission on Human Rights in Havana, says it actually hurts their cause.
Porque Cuba requiere soluciones de fondo.
Because Cuba needs profound changes that come from within Cuba, he says, and these same old methods from the U.S. can serve to reinforce the image of an external enemy, which has been very convenient for Cuba. In other words, U.S. support for dissidents allows President Castro to paint the activists as paid agents of the U.S. Last year, 75 independent journalists and activists were jailed on such charges. The administration's plan stops short of stopping the $1 billion in remittances Cuban Americans send to relatives each year. Many anti-Castro Cuban Americans say their families depend on that money to survive. Wayne Smith is a Cuba expert at the Center for International Policy in Washington. He says President Bush decided not to cut off the money to keep the powerful Miami Cuban community happy ahead of the November elections.
He's been criticized by people in the community for not doing enough. So he's going to do a little more and pretend that this is really moving toward the end of the Castro regime. It isn't. That's absurd. But between now and the elections, he will beat this drum over and over again.
Another measure would limit family visits to Cuba to just once every 3 years. The new anti-Castro policies are to begin within the next few months. So far, there's been no reaction from the Cuban government. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.